of the many nations that came to purchase India's spices. Only 2 years later, the Portuguese would capture those ships, slaughter their crews, train their cannon on Calicut, destroy its houses, and kill its inhabitants. The Portuguese terror would have started. The Indian Ocean was not unexplored territory. Vasco da Gama's achievement had been in finding the route from Europe around the tip of Africa, an achievement that would transform the trade between Europe and Asia. Once he had reached the Indian Ocean, he was in a sea that had been traded on for at least 2,000 years. Spices from India were well known in Europe. They were much in demand, especially pepper, but they had usually come by sea to the northern ports of the Indian Ocean and then been taken over land. Pepper had been used in ancient Egypt as a part of the armory of spices used to embalm its rulers. The mummy of Ramesses II, who died in 1213 BC, is in the Cairo Museum. X-ray examination has revealed a peppercorn stuffed and sealed into each nostril. Pepper was the most important item imported from South India by the Greeks and the Romans. It is mentioned by Aristotle and was recommended by the famous physician Hippocrates when mixed with vinegar and honey as a cure for an infected uterus. Much of this pepper probably traveled through Egypt, which came under Greek control in the 4th century BC. It seems to have been used solely as a medicine until the Roman Emperor Augustus started to use it as a condiment. It was during his reign that the Romans annexed Egypt in 30 BC. The Romans transformed the trade across the Arabian Sea. In the middle of the 1st century, they had become acquainted with the details of the monsoon, already well known to the Arabs, and had built large ships to travel directly from Egypt to southern India. Pliny the Elder tells us that the journey from Osiris at the mouth of the Red Sea to Muziris on the Malabar coast in southwest India took 1 month. The Romans destroyed the principal Arab trading center of Aden and made treaties with the smaller ports on the Arabian coast so that they could dominate the spice trade. By the end of the 1st century, spices were no longer a scarce luxury for the Romans. Alexandria became the center of the spice trade with large pepper warehouses. The use of pepper spread across the Roman Empire. In Rome itself, Emperor Domitian built pepper warehouses, the remains of which are still visible. Pepper was used both in the kitchen and at table. Several exquisite pepper pots from this period have been discovered in France and in Britain.